In the middle of Siman Samach Aleph, we're up to Seif Chof Beis. Says the Mechaber, Af b'psukei d'zimra b'tfilah tzorich l'dakdik b'kach. So we were just discussing a lot of ideas of putting the right amount of space in between words so that it doesn't sound like the words are stuck together and none of the letters get swallowed. So says the Shulchan Aruch, at this point, it's important to keep in mind that this is not just a Kriya Shema Inyan. This is an Inyan for Psukei D'Zimra and Shemona Esrei. You have to be medaktik about this all the time. Right? The Rama adds, Hu adin akor batoran vimuksuvim yeshli zar. Certainly a person is reading, and so too a person who is reading Tanakh has to be careful about this as well. So interestingly here, the Beis Yosef is one of the few times I can think of where he quotes the Radak. So the Beis Yosef, in the name of the Radak, quoted in the Mishnah Berurah here, Sivkat Lamed Hey, Mishnah Berurah says, Lo Hizira Kriya Shema Ela Mishum Shemesura Lakol V'Yeshba Yichud Shemayim. This is something which is very public. It's something which everybody does all the time. Not like reading Tanakh is not something that every single person does all the time. And we're talking about the fundamentals of Judaism, so therefore we're makbid to warn people in this particular place. But Hu Adin Nami, you have to be makbid in general about pronunciations, that they should be correct and clear. Sifchav Gimel, Tzarech L'dakdik Shelo Yirapei HaChazok Lo Yichazek HaRofei. You should not weaken the strong and strengthen the weak. Velo Yonid Hanod, Velo Yoniach Hanod, Velo Yonid Hanoch. And you also have to be careful that you shouldn't read a Shva, what we call a Shva No, the Rambam. This is a quote from the Rambam. He calls it a Shva Nod. And Shva Noch shouldn't be a Shva Noh, and Shva Noh shouldn't be a Shva Noch. You should read the Shvas correctly. This is something which is difficult to do if you're not used to it. But the Sidurim, they mark off which one's a Shva Noh, and everything else is a Shva Noch, except for the Shva that opens up the word. Well, the Mishnah Berurah alludes to this. So the Mishnah Berurah explains a little bit. Shva Noch means that you don't pronounce the Shva. You just make the sound of the letter. And that would be, let's say, at the end of a word, or in the middle, if it's after what we call a tenua kitana, if it's after a small vowel sound, as opposed to a tenua gedola, would be a shva na. So first of all, whenever you have at the beginning of a word, a shva at the beginning of a word is always a shva na. So it says here, kigon birosh teva, right? So kigon birosh, that would always be a shva na, a shva that you pronounce. And he says, what's the simen for a tenua gedola? Pituchei chosam, those vowel sounds, those are ones that after them you always pronounce a shva that follows as a shva na, not a shva nach. So if you see these vowel sounds, a chirik, so the chirik, there actually is a difference. A chirik, if it's with a chirik male or a chirik gadol, depending on how you like to say it, it means that if it has a yud after it, it's a full e sound. So then the word that the shva that comes after it would be a shva na. But if it's a short chirik, where there's no, it's pituchei, there's no yud in there, so it's not really, it's not pituchei, it's pituchei. So it's a slighter, it's a shorter sound, so that would not be a shva na afterwards, that's a shva nach. But every other vowel sound, the pituchei chosam, consistently, it's a shva na. There is another exception, chosam, that kamatz under the tuf there, that when you say chosam, that's a regular kamatz. When it's a kamatz katan, that's read like a, it's kind of read, pronounced halfway between a kamatz and a cholam. So that would not be followed by a shva na, that would be followed by a shva nach as well. And these are things you just have to practice them to get them. The rules are what they are, but it's hard to do it without practice. Okay, Sif Chav Dalad. Tzarech Likros Kriya Shema Bata'amim Kimo Shehem Batorah. Right, so you have to read Kriya Shema with the trup that it says in the Torah, or that are known in the Torah. Says as the Rama, no, Avalo Noagu came in dinah. We don't have such a minig. But those who are medaktik b'mitzvos, they are careful to read it with the trup. The Mishnah Berurah just adds one caveat that he says a bulvad shi'chavin ki anegi. You still have to have kavana, because sometimes if you're concentrating on the trup and you're not used to reading it with the trup, it actually is memayit the kavana, or is mafsid the kavana. So therefore, you should do it in the way that you'll have the most kavana. Sif chafei. Kishayomer kshartam laosal yadecho yimashmesh Batfilin, Shel Yad, Kashyomer Vahayu, Totafos, Beinenechi, Mashmi, Shel Rosh. So when you mention the Shel Yad, you touch the Shel Yad. When you mention the Shel Rosh, you touch the Shel Rosh. Kashyomer, Isamoso, Yimashmi, Shbistate, Tzitzio, Shelafanov. Right, that we had earlier on, that you should hold the tzitzis in your hand at that time.